What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 903. In this episode, I'll discuss the association between number of learners trained per year and rates of burnout among inpatient pharmacists. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode903. Burnout is defined as a work-related stress syndrome resulting from chronic exposure to job stress that consists of three dimensions: emotional exhaustion, cynicism and depersonalization, and reduced professional efficacy and personal accomplishment. While burnout can occur in any profession, it is increasingly the subject of study in healthcare professionals, including pharmacists. One particular source of workload that has been understudied as a contributor to pharmacist burnout is the educational workload brought about by precepting students and residents or training new employees. A group of authors sought to add to the knowledge available on this topic and conducted and published a validated survey to measure burnout and professional fulfillment within a university health system's pharmacy service. The survey was given to 224 pharmacists and 224 pharmacy technicians. The majority of survey participants worked in ambulatory care, with about one-fourth working in an inpatient role and one-seventh working in an infrastructure role. Participants were asked to complete both a single-item burnout assessment and a 10-item burnout assessment. For purposes of the survey, training a learner counted as training either a pharmacy student, pharmacy resident, or a new employee. Inpatient pharmacists who train four or more learners per year had a statistically significantly higher rate of burnout compared to those who trained fewer learners. Scores for inpatient pharmacists who trained four or more learners versus those who trained fewer were 64% versus 31% on the single-item burnout assessment and 55% versus 14% on the 10-item burnout assessment. An association between number of learners and rates of burnout was not found for pharmacists working in ambulatory care or infrastructure roles or in pharmacy technicians. The authors concluded added precepting and training responsibilities may be associated with higher levels of burnout among inpatient pharmacy team members, particularly pharmacists. Both academic and practice institutions should consider monitoring of training loads when considering staff members' assignments for trainees. While this is only a single health system that has been surveyed, inpatient pharmacists who precept students and residents would likely agree that taking on this responsibility adds to the daily workload and, when taken to an extreme, would have the potential to contribute to burnout. The journal editors added the following three key points to take away from the article. Number one, both technician and pharmacist team members should be evaluated for burnout relative to the number of students and employees trained per year. Number two, especially among inpatient pharmacists, precepting and training responsibilities may be associated with higher levels of burnout. And number three, precepting and training systems should be evaluated based on learner load per pharmacy team member over a defined period of time. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to trainings on practical interventions to deal with pharmacist burnout, as well as trainings and tools that can ease the workload that comes with training pharmacy learners. These are in addition to hundreds of other resources to help in your practice. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.